When Todd Gleason and I were putting the show together and putting our heads together and trying to decide who to have on the show, we kept coming back to Gary Schnicke. Gary was here last year, and we were amazed, Todd and I, at the number of people that were writing things down furiously based on what Gary was telling them. And he was talking about, you know, the crop insurance payments and some of the options that you can have, the grip, and it gets above my head real quick, but what I came away with was that this was information everybody needed to know. And given the fact that we do have the potential for soybean rust this summer in Illinois and Indiana, there are probably some insurance options to look at to protect your investment. So we thought we would ask Gary back. And he'll be talking about that, and he'll also be talking about some other things. Round of applause for Gary Schnicke, the University of Illinois Department of Agricultural Sciences.
Thank you very much. And as Dave mentions, we're going to spend the next while talking about crop insurance decisions in 2005. And if you're listening to this presentation, you're either procrastinating because you only have until March 15th to make your decision, which is next week. So you don't have too long to think about that. And actually, it is amazing to I get a lot of phone calls on March 15th, which might be putting it off a little bit long. What we're going to be talking about today are four topics, and what I'm going to do while I'm talking about these is interweave into it some of the tools that we have on FarmDoc. The first one is just differences from last year, and I thought I'd provide a little bit of update as you go about your crop insurance decisions, what you can expect to see different last year than this year. And the big thing that you're going to notice difference-wise is that premiums are going to be lower this year, likely, and also the base prices and guarantees are going to be lower as well. The second thing I'm going to do is just provide a group product update. Now, we've had a lot of interest in group products. My guess is because a lot of them paid last year in Illinois, in Indiana as well. Most counties, if you bought a GRIP product last year, would have made a payment, so we're just going to provide an update on that. Third topic here is soybean rust and insurance, and that we're going to talk about two things related to soybean rust. One is coverage concerns. If you buy crop insurance, soybean rust is a covered peril, but there are some concerns or things that you need to do relative to good farming practices.
I want to stop you just a second, because I want everybody to hear you, and we're not quite sure that your lava is working quite.
For those with no guarantee increase, and that would be IP and RA base price. And IP and RA base price, again, those products that can't increase in their guarantee from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And also, finally, revenue insurances with guarantee increase, CRC and revenue assurance harvest price. If we're looking at these two revenue products, the way we talk about which way you should probably go with the selection between those revenue product increase types is that if you're an aggressive marketer, think about CRC and revenue assurance harvest price, because they do have that guarantee increase in it that can protect against years there you have low yields and prices rise. If you're not going to be aggressive, think about IP and RA base price. Yield insurance isn't anymore, at least on the farm level products, it's hard to think about when you would want to use them, except maybe if you're a livestock producer or you're going to do a lot of put options, because these revenue products do provide more protection against both lower prices and lower yields. County level products, and again, these are the same as last year, GRP, yield insurance, GRIP without the revenue harvest revenue option, with the revenue insurance without a guarantee increase, and GRIP harvest price. These last two, GRIP and GRIP harvest revenue option, and again, this one was a new one last year, GRIP with the harvest revenue option. These are the two products that made payments in a lot of counties in Illinois and Indiana last year. Of course, these two products, CRC and Revenue Assurance Harvest Price, paid also on a lot of farms. And what happened last year was we had high base prices, low harvest prices, and that kicked in a lot of payments. Again, yield insurances make payments when yields are low. Revenue insurances make payments when revenues are low. And again, those provide protection when we have low revenue. And those low revenues can be caused by a combination of price, yield, or a combination of low prices and low yields. Again, the GRP and GRIP products are county-level products, and they make payments based on what happens at county yields. And that's very key, again, because it doesn't matter what happens on your individual farm. It matters what happens at the county level. So if your farm or a farm has a low yield and the county doesn't, you're not going to get a payment if you take a county-level product. All the other products are based on farm yields. So these products, CAT, APH, MPCI, tend to provide better risk protection than the group products because they are based on what happens on an individual farm basis. Again, those are the products that are available. The differences from last year is one of the things that you're going to notice is that the insurance premiums that you pay are going to be lower this year than last year on most products and most coverage levels. The prices that were used here are also going to be lower than last year, the base prices. And again, that is because in setting those base prices, it's based on what happens to Chicago Board of Trade futures contracts. They were lower this February than last February. And as a result of those lower prices, the dollar coverage for the same level of coverage or coverage level that you choose is going to be lower than last year. Turning first here to the premiums, and I'm just going to go through several slides here for Champaign County, Illinois, and 150 bushel APH yield here. And I did this for 65, 75, and 85% coverage levels. And just showing here, 2004 would be the premiums this, or 2004, 2005 would be the premiums that we'd be looking at in 2005. And here you can see that in this case, at the 75% coverage level, for example, premiums in 2005 are lower than last year by about a dollar. And a lot of that difference is due, again, to the lower price that's going to be used to calculate indemnity payments. This is our yield insurance. Just to give you an idea, for RA base price or revenue product without a guarantee increase in it, that here, again, we're going to see much lower premiums, particularly at the higher coverage levels. And this gives an example here, $19.11 at the 2004 85% coverage level versus $15.46 this year for the same product. Just to go down here, CRC premiums, and again, you see the same thing, $21.90 last year at the 85% coverage level versus $17.35 this year. Two comments about that is that last year we saw a use at the 85% coverage level and the 80% coverage level go down prior to the year before. Because those premiums jumped up quite a lot last year. If you're coming into this year, one of the things that you may want to think about is increasing those coverage levels again as a result of these declines in premiums. And again, we're looking at something here on the order of $2 to $3 at a 75% coverage level, 85% coverage level, you can be looking at $4 to $5. Second thing I would point out here is if we're looking at CRC versus Revenue Assurance Harvest Price, which are the two products that are revenue guarantees with revenue products with a guarantee increase in it, looking at that on a county by county basis is important. And it looks to me like in a lot of counties, CRC is going to have advantage over RA harvest price this year, so you might want to make your decision on one of those two products based on which one has the lower premium, because there's not a lot of difference between those two products. Here's an example of GRP premiums, and this is again for Champaign County, Illinois. This has 153.2 county yield, so the expected county yield for based on Nash yields is 153.2 bushels. This is the GRP, the yield insurance at the county level, is the one product where we're going to see premium increases, 926 at the 90% coverage level versus 1021 this year. GRIP, no harvest revenue option. Again, we see this is a revenue product, no harvest price, group product. It, again, goes down from 1473 at the 90% coverage level down to 1359 in 2005. And similarly, GRIP with the harvest revenue option. One of the things on the group products, I've put up here 100% protection levels, or 100% protection levels when under these quotes. You can reduce those protection levels reduce these premiums by reducing the protection level. And if you choose the minimum protection level, all these products would be 40% less than currently at what we're showing here at the maximum protection level. You can get, obviously you're going to need to talk to your crop insurance agent to get these quotes for your individual farm. You can get a pretty quick feel for these products. We have a cost of these products. We have a premium calculator available on FarmDoc. And there you see the web address, www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. If you go into that website and come over here and click on crop insurance, you'll see a number of options available to you. One of these is the 2004, and now this says 2005, iFarm crop insurance premium calculator. If you click on this, you will get a screen that asks you for your state, and we can do all of these states, county, crop, APH yield, and then if you click submit, you'll get a list of premiums for the different products across the top and for the county and APH or APH yield that you put in. Coming down here, you can get a quick feel for other items. We begin with a basic unit, giving quotes for a basic unit. You can also click here on optional and enterprise units and see what those premiums are going to be. Again, the big thing here this year is to look and see where CRC and RA harvest price compare if you want a revenue guarantee with an increase in it. And it might be different products for corn and soybeans. So looking at both of those. And the other thing, you know, that again you'll notice, particularly if you're buying a revenue product, is that premiums are likely to be coming down. The other big change this year is that insurance prices for corn and soybeans are going to be lower. And I put up here the prices that are going to be used. APH price, oops, hit the wrong button. APH price, $2.45 last year. So if you had a yield shortfall on an APH product, let's say you were 10 bushels below your guarantee, they would take those 10 bushels, multiply it by $2.45, and $24.50. This year, that price is going to be $2.20. The bigger change is going to be in this base price for the revenue products. And again, that's based on future settlement prices during the month of February, which is why we don't know premiums until last week. Was $2.83 in 2004, and I guess what a difference a year makes, $2.32 this year. Expected price, and this is for GRIP products, $2.93 last year and $2.38 this year. The reason why these two differ, the expected price for the group products, is because the group products are based on the last 5 days of the month rather than the entire month. But these lower prices are also going to lower the per acre coverage levels that are available. And I just have an example here. I used an example with 150 bushel APH yield and calculated what a per acre guarantee would be in each case. 2004 was $272 at a 65% coverage level last year. And the way we come up with that number is take that APH yield, 150 bushels, times our base price last year, which was 283, times our coverage level, which in this case is 65%. And I also subtracted off a premium. And the reason why I subtracted off a premium is you're going to pay the premium no matter what. But here you can see last year the 65% coverage level was at $272 per acre. This year it's going to be $227 per acre. And again, that occurs because base prices went down. Base prices went down 20%. Per acre guarantees are going down by 20%. This also is one other reason why you might want to think about increasing coverage levels this year. If you want a same per acre guarantee as 272 at a 65% coverage level last year, you're going to have to be somewhere between 75, probably 80% this year. Same story on soybeans. And soybeans here, this is showing the prices for last year versus this year. Base price, 672 last year, which again is based on the February settlement prices of the November soybean contract. This year we're looking at 553. Expected price is 599, and again that's for the group products. And remember this year, or February, we saw a quite sizable rally in soybeans as we went through the year, and the average of the settlement prices during the last 5 days was 599 versus for the entire month 553. This does, similar to last year, provide a little bit of emphasis for moving over to a group product. Again, higher expected price. Same story on per acre guarantees. Last year at a 65% coverage level, you could have gotten 216. This year, 180. And again, if you want the same per acre guarantees, you're going to have to increase coverage levels. Group plans, we've had a lot of interest in, or I've had a lot of questions about group plans this year. And again, there are three different types that are available. GRP is a yield insurance. GRIP, without the revenue option, is revenue insurance, and it doesn't have the ability to increase its guarantee between the beginning and end of the year. GRIP with the harvest revenue option is a revenue insurance with a guarantee increase. Again, the important point of these plans is that they're based on county yields. A previous speaker talked about NAS county yields, and that's what goes into the calculation of these payments is NAS county yields. It has nothing to do with what happens on your individual farm. The nice thing, I guess, about these products is that they tend to pay more out over time than you pay into them. In 2004, GRIP, no harvest revenue option, and GRIP, harvest revenue option, it made payments in many Illinois counties. And what happened last year, as you all know, is that the expected price was $293, or last February we were looking at $293 on corn. That same December contract during the month of November averaged $199, sizable decline, which caused the revenue to be less than the guarantee and kick in premiums. Same thing on soybeans, 727, 526. Here's just a calculation for Vermilion County. In Vermilion County, the expected yield for 2004, last year, was 144.5 bushels. For corn, 144.5 bushels times 293, which was the expected price, times the 90% coverage level, resulted in a 381 per acre guarantee. The revenue for this county was $199 based on a $199 expected price, and a county yield released by NASS, and these aren't official yet, but last year $167 for Vermilion County. Again, $167, quite a bit higher than our expected county yield, but again, the guarantee was, or the revenue was less than the guarantee causing payments. Same thing for soybeans. Last year, Vermilion County had 46.7 bushel expected yield, which would set the guarantee. 727 expected price, 306 guarantee. This county, according to my calculation, or looking at the data, came in with a 53 bushel county yield, and that's, again, what we were hearing by the previous speaker. 526 price, $278 revenue coming in with below. Again, a lot of these products paid pretty large premiums at a 90% coverage level, and then it depends on what the protection level you chose. But they made pretty large premium payments, and a lot of counties ranging from $40 to $100 per acre. Here's just an example of what these products would have done in Champaign County from 1995 through 2004. And these are our estimates of it because, for example, GRIP harvest revenue option did not exist prior to 2004. So we estimated what they would bring in. 1995, a GRP premium. GRIP, no harvest revenue, made payments in these years. GRIP, harvest revenue option, made payments in those years. One item to note, these GRIP products make payments a lot of years, and you can sort of think of them making payments in years in which prices decline. So you can buy a 90% coverage level, and it's pretty easy at the end of the year, in a normal crop year, for prices to be more than 10% below what they were at the beginning of the year. Here's just a sort of rule of thumb. GRP are going to pay in years of low yields. GRIP, no harvest revenue, are going to pay in years of low prices when prices decline over time. And that happens to be a lot of normal crop years. Now, the trick is I didn't say what this year was going to be, so you don't know which one to select. But if you don't want to guess, GRIP and harvest revenue makes payments in both of these type years. With that, you pay a higher premium, much higher premium. The choices you have when you buy these group level products are your coverage level, 70 to 90%, and a protection level, 60 to 100%. This protection level determines the size of the payments when you pay them and the size of the premiums. If I were buying this product, I would suggest buying at a 90% coverage level because it's really hard to trigger payments when you get below that. And choose the protection level and the amount of premium you want to pay. Again, if you choose 100%, you're going to pay the maximum premiums. If you choose 60%, you're going to pay 40% of the maximum. Other topic that we wanted to talk about here is soybean rust. And my guess is that we've all heard more about that than we want to hear about it. And people have said more about it than they probably know. I'm going to try and not do that, but I probably will. There's two things about soybean rust and multi-peril products. The yield losses from soybean rust are covered losses under these multi-peril products. Under the products that I've been talking about, they are covered losses, and anything natural is a covered loss. Anything that naturally causes low yields is a covered loss, as long as good farming practices are followed. And this is sort of the difficult one this year because this is the first time soybean rust is in the area. So what are good farming practices? RMA, the risk management agency, has had a while to think about that, I guess, and has issued a number of statements. But I'm going to summarize those statements as follows. You know the losses are covered if proper controls measures were used in a timely fashion. And here, if you spray fungicides, there's not any question. That loss is a covered loss because you went out and attempted to treat that condition. It's also a covered loss if insufficient amounts of chemicals are available. So if you want to buy a fungicide and it's not available, it's still a covered loss. A point here is I would document that if you went out and attempted to buy the chemical, I would document where you tried to buy it and that it was unavailable. It's also covered if treatment cannot be applied due to weather. So if we have this fungicide and you can't apply it because it's raining, document that. Losses may not or will not be covered if sufficient chemicals were available, but you decided not to spray it, and producer fails to purchase and apply the chemical treatment, especially if a lot of where a person may get in trouble here is if everybody in the county sprays and you don't. And then that raises the question of whether or not you're following good farming practices. Here are some suggestions. One of the things that I would suggest is that if soybean rust occurs, I would contact your county agent, your crop insurance agent, and say that you may have a claim on this policy because of soybean rust, so that you notify the crop insurance agent that soybean rust is a concern. I would also document here scouting activities. Again, we don't want to overblow these concerns, but you know, documenting that you're attempting to find rust out there, attempts to get fungicides or applicators, weather conditions if you can't spray, and I would also document expert recommendations if they're saying not to spray. If an expert's telling you not to spray, and RMA is going to rely on experts. And by the way, one of the experts are university and extension people. They make a recommendation, copy it off, and keep that documentation. Again, this concern probably can be overblown, but you do want to take an ounce of prevention. Maybe worth it. As far as suggestions. Couple of items here. One of the things that many farmers do is not insure soybean acres at the same coverage levels as they've done in corn. For example, in Illinois last year, 44% of the soybean acres were not insured at all, or were insured at 33% were not insured, 10% were insured with cap. So a lot of farmers have either not insured soybean acres or have used lower coverage levels for corn. And in general, that's a pretty good way of going about it, because if you look at where your revenue risk is, it's usually from corn and not from soybeans. This year, you may want to reconsider that. And the reason why thinking that is because of soybean rust, but also aphids. I mean, if aphids can, as we saw in 2003, I guess, cause a lot of damage. And if anything, recently it looks like yield risk has increased on soybeans more than it has on corn, if you look at recent experience. One of the things that we might suggest here is consider moving to a revenue product with a guarantee with a harvest price election or a guarantee increase in it, and that would be CRC, Revenue Assurance Harvest Price, or GRIP with the harvest revenue option. And the reason why think about that is because it's likely that if rust hits an area, yields are going to be depressed widespread. It's not going to be an isolated event that impacts Vermilion County or Champaign County or Macon County. It's likely to be widespread. If it's widespread, yields may go down overall, and that may cause a price response where prices rise. If that happens, these harvest price election option products may increase their guarantee, and that may provide more protection. Other thing you might consider doing is increasing coverage levels to above 75%. It's really hard on soybean products to get payments when you're below 75%, because just it's really hard to get yields down that low. And the other thing is consider moving to GRIP harvest revenue option. And again, losses may be widespread in the county from rust. This is particularly true if you're thinking about, if you haven't insured soybeans at all in the past, moving to GRIP harvest revenue option will provide risk protection, but it also has this characteristic that it tends to pay out more over time than pay in. So it not only provides some risk protection, it also reduces risk and increases profits. One of the things that, as far as suggestions here, there is a crop insurance evaluator in the crop insurance section of FarmDoc, and this shows risk and returns for these alternative products. And I would suggest that you may want to take a look at that. If you go into the crop insurance section and choose the evaluator, which, by the way, is, I'm showing Illinois here, but there is Indiana available as well. You can choose your crop and your county, and it's going to go through a series of comparisons here. One of those is a 1% value at risk, which shows downside risk protection from these products. And if you look at a lot of these counties, the message is the same, and that is that those farm-level products reduce risk more than group products. And in particular, if you want to get good risk protection, sticking with a revenue product here at a pretty at moderate to high coverage levels provides very good risk protection. Those risk protections in general are less than these group products over here, GRP, GRIP, no harvest revenue option, and GRIP harvest revenue option. But the other thing is that over time, we calculate net cost, which shows that the premiums you pay in minus what you expect to get out of it. And these group products tend to pay out more than they pay in. And that differs from these revenue products, at least on the example farms that we show. And therein lies your trade-off. If you want very good risk protection, go with one of these farm-level products, RA base price, RA harvest price, CRC. And if you want less risk protection but some chance of returning more money over time, look at the group products. In summary here, we sort of divide out where people, the products that people may want to consider based on their financial position, and we divide that out into vulnerable and strong categories. This is a little bit in the eye of the beholder, but vulnerable would be somebody that one bad year could put them out of business. If that's the case, we'd suggest sticking to a farm-level product like a RA base price, CRC, or RA harvest price. And if you're in strong position, you might want to think about a group product. Then we divide these products up based on whether you're minimal or aggressive pre-harvest hedging. And just as a benchmark here, aggressive would be hedging pre-harvest, and hedging would be forward contracts or futures contracts, 20 or 25% more production. If you're doing that, think about a revenue product with a guarantee increase, CRC, or revenue assurance harvest price, because they have that guarantee increase in them. If you're not going to be aggressive marketing, think about RA base price, or for that matter, IP, a revenue product without a guarantee increase. And the reason why we say that is because these products provide very good risk protection, but and they cost less than CRC or revenue assurance high risk price. But again, they're not designed, or actually when you hedge aggressively, you can actually take off some of the risk protection offered by the revenue product. Because if you think about it, the typical example of that is a drought year. Yields go down, prices go up. Those two trends are countering each other, so that revenue assurance base price may not be making large payments of CRC or revenue assurance harvest price. Tack on to that, in those years you're likely losing money because of hedging. That's why we say look at revenue assurance harvest price and CRC if you're going to be aggressive hedging. Other thing this year, consider revenue insurance again if you're not already. We've seen big switches from yield insurances to revenue insurances over time, and that makes sense, particularly given that prices cause as much risk as yields. The one exception may be a livestock producer, and if they have to replace bushels feeding. APH may be a good alternative, as well as CRC or revenue assurance harvest price. You may want to consider increasing coverage levels this year because premiums are lower. Coverage levels are lower than last year, and also because of soybean rust, particularly on soybean products. And finally, consider a harvest revenue option, particularly on soybeans where you have this soybean rust concern, where you could have a widespread yield loss and also resulting in higher prices. Questions here? The higher rates? The higher rates, most of the policies are sold at the 70 to 75% rate. On corn, last year in Illinois, of those people that take the higher coverage levels, in 2003, about 15% of the acres were insured with revenue products at a 85% coverage level, 2003. 2004, that dropped by about half. And what we saw is a lot of farmers moving back off of those higher coverage levels back to 70 and 75%. What we've seen over time is farmers, and I don't have a slide here, but farmers have in general moved away from the 60 to 65% coverage level, and you see more use of the 70 and 75 coverage products. And those count for most of the use. And then 80 to 85%, you know, 25% total.
Gary, I'm over here. No. 2007 Farm Bill's coming up,
yep.
And the debate on that Farm Bill has, well, begun, at least in a light fashion. We do know that the decision against the U.S. on the cotton has happened. World Trade Organization, the appeals, U.S. lost the appeals process. U.S. is in the process of figuring out its response to that particular issue. But what we do know is the 2007 Farm Bill is not going to look anything like the one that we're operating under right now, particularly as it goes to farm payments and support systems. Are you picking up any vibe anywhere with your contacts, maybe in Washington, D.C. or elsewhere, that some of these products are in the forefront of legislators' minds as they think about the 2007 Farm Bill?
Me picking up vibes might not be the best thing we should all depend on here, but what I've heard is very little about crop insurance products. In fact, nothing. The focus has been on commodity programs and not on crop insurance programs. And in fact, If you look at the farm bills, they typically don't do a lot with crop insurance programs. It's separate legislation. Agris Protection Act was the act that gave us what we currently have. I personally do not think that, well, they're not going to change these products this year, and I do not see them, I see them taking more aim at commodity programs than these crop insurance programs. It's easier, I guess, to sell a risk management than it is a commodity program. So I would not expect, I don't see them taking aim at this.
Well, maybe let me put a finer point on the question. Rather than taking aim at it, might lawmakers be thinking, here's a way for farmers to take their own responsibility for their crops, and it becomes part of the safety net, maybe even mandated?
There is definitely going to be more emphasis on some. There's a lot of concern under the commodity programs with payments matching income needs. In 2004 is a prime example of that. We've had very high incomes overall and still high commodity program payments. And some way of more neatly or more adequately matching payments to low incomes is going to be a topic. How that resolves itself is a good question. Yes, sir. The question was, if we made large payments on soybeans this year, will crop insurance companies stay solvent? All of these products are backed by the federal government. And you really don't have to be concerned with whether or not you get paid by the crop insurance company that makes those payments. So they're reinsured by the government. Individual crop insurance companies can decide how much risk they take on the policies, and it could, if we see widespread losses, it could hurt some financially. But it's not going to impact. If you're buying crop insurance, you don't have to be concerned with the payments that you will get. But there will, if they choose to keep that risk, they could be hurt by lower yields, widespread lower yields. Yes, sir.
2003 crop of soybeans, the crop of working the rust, it was the acres, especially in Wisconsin. Were there payments not made because people did not spray it? Yeah.
The question was, in 2003, with soybean aphids, were the payments denied because we didn't spray for aphids? And I'm not aware of any. Which isn't to say that there aren't any, but I'm not aware of that ever being an issue.
What I was saying, though, there was question about whether it was the right thing to do. In Illinois, there was unclear guidance as to whether or not you should have sprayed for aphids or you shouldn't have sprayed for aphids, whether it was feasible or not. To my knowledge, there was no payments denied from the crop insurance company because they didn't spray for aphids in 2003. His question was, well, why spray then? If they didn't deny payments because I didn't spray, then why spray for rust if that comes around? I think the difference that I've heard from crop insurance companies, the three that we work with in our agency, is that everybody knows soybean rust is a problem. I mean, there's absolutely no question. Maybe there was a difference between Illinois and Wisconsin 2 years ago. I can guarantee you there is absolutely no difference between Illinois and Wisconsin on soybean rust. There might be, you know, a small difference, but there's probably nothing major. I mean, the idea is, you know, it's a problem. They know it's a problem. Everybody knows rust could be a problem. So that's where the rust comes in this year and where it's different from aphids 2 years ago, according to the insurance companies that we've spent time talking to and researching the issue with.
The other thing is that we've had such a long time to build up to rust. This, you know, but
that's what they would say at 3 years. I mean, it wasn't.
Other thing, yeah, but rust has the potential to be so much bigger. if it hits and it could be as devastating as it could be on the maximum.
We have time for one or two more questions, if there is one.
On the GRP program, that is really concerned with my treat, is that correct?
No. The question was, on group products, do you have to be concerned about good farming practices? And the answer is yes. If you buy a group product, I would still be documenting that you're following good farming practices. And that was specifically mentioned by RMA this year. Whenever you buy any of these multi-peril products, you're buying a, you're saying that you're going to be following good farming practices. They RMA specifically said this year that they're going to spot check if rust is a concern some of the group products in a county. So, I would, documentation would be a good thing.